Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra begins an insightful series titled Light of the World. Let's join in.
John chapter 8 verse 12. I want to share for a few minutes from John chapter 8 verse 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Then spake Jesus again. Tell somebody again. What it means is that this is the first time he was talking about he being the light of the world. He was saying it again. One element of good preaching and teaching is repetition. Because repetition makes you remember. That's why sometimes when I'm preaching, I go over again. And I thank God it's not only me, Jesus also went over again. Then spoke Jesus again and again and again. I am the light of the world. So the question is, why did he say it again? In John 3:19, he said it again. This is the first time he said it. He said, this is the condemnation. Light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So that was the first time that he said it. But here the Bible says that he repeated it again. And when he repeated it again, he repeated it in relation to something that had happened. A woman had been caught in adultery. Practical catching. I wonder how they did it. John 8:3, the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman who had been caught in adultery. In the very act, they caught the woman and released the man. Men are always having some favors that women don't have. Even when a woman commits adultery, people see it as more serious than when a man commits adultery. Although in the sight of God, it's the same. Anyway, so they called this woman. And when they called this woman, they wanted to stone the woman. And Jesus said that anyone who has not committed any sin should pick a stone and stone the woman. So of course, everybody had committed sins. So the Bible says they all left from the eldest to the youngest. Now I always wonder why the youngest left last. Very simple, no experience. By the time he figured out what it was all about, all the older people were gone. He was the last person to go. Anyway, so they caught him. And when they caught him, Jesus said to the woman, neither do I condemn thee. He said, go and sin no more. Then he made the statement. He said, I am the light of the world. So he made the statement in relation to something that happened. Practical teaching. I think that one of the best ways to teach your children is to teach them with practical things. I teach my children practically. I don't like most of the time calling them and saying, come and sit down. This is the Bible. This is Habakkuk chapter 1, 3, 4, 5. Most of that, all my Bible teaching with my children is based on practical things in the house. Maybe something has happened or I want them to do something or we come across something. And then that is when I actually maybe quote a verse and I explain what is happening. So most of the time, it's more effective in teaching that way. So Jesus was a very effective teacher. He used a practical example to bring out a spiritual principle that he had said earlier on, but there was no, what do you call it, example for him to show his disciples. But here, he had one. Then he said, he made this comment. So the question is, what did he mean by all that he said in John chapter 8, verse 12? He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Sometimes you want to understand scriptures. One thing that you must understand biblical terminology. If you don't understand biblical terminology, when you read your Bible, most of the time you will not understand what is going on. Every field has its own terms and own language that it uses. For example, computing is a field and it has its own words. So in computers, we say a mouse. When they say a mouse, you say, hey, where is the mouse? I can't find it. But it's not a real mouse. It's a computing term. We may say a file. It's not a real file. It's an electronic file. So every field, like in architecture, we don't call windows windows. We call it fenestration. We don't call pillars pillars. We call it columns. When I'm talking to somebody, say pillar. I know he's not an architect. He sells bread or something. In the same way, the Bible itself also has its own terminology. Now, it's important to be able to understand the terminology, to be able to decipher what is going on. And one thing that you must note is that the words don't mean what they mean in English. Are you understanding me? So, for example, Jesus said, except a man be born again, John 3:3, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus took it literally, like somebody has to go to the labor ward and deliver. He said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? He did not understand biblical terminology. He felt born again meant really going into labor and delivering. But it's a spiritual term. Jesus said it means being born of the spirit, being born of water. He said that's what it means to be born again. So, for us to understand this, we must understand the terminology. So I'll explain the terminology and then I'll close. Are you understanding me? So the first thing we must understand is, what does he mean? Number one, what does darkness mean? Tell neighbor, what does darkness mean? He says, he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness. Is he talking about a power outage or what? But when in literal English, when he say darkness, you think there is no light. But he's not talking about light. He's talking about something else. So what did he mean when he say darkness? Number one, it means to be under the influence of the devil. That's what it means. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, the Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Glory is another term. Glory means God manifesting himself to your senses. That's when we say the glory of God. What it means is that your senses, you can see, you can feel, you can hear, that's your senses. So it says, shine, for the glory of God is risen upon thee. Then it says, for the darkness shall cover the earth. This darkness he is talking about, the influence of the devil on the earth. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen in thee. Then he said that the influence of the devil or Satan over the world is going to get stronger and stronger. That is why the world is not getting better. It's getting worse. Recently, I was in the UK. Amazing. There were two men right in front of me, kissing, holding each other. I said, hey. What is this? Public. Open. I went and took a train. They also boarded that same train. And they continued. Right by me, I was watching them. I said, hey, who are these people? With beards. The fact that they also had beards. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible says, and you has he quickened. Quickened means made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. A trespass means to break a known law. A sin means the inability to meet a mark. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short. The pass mark is 50. You have 48.5. You have still failed. You have fallen short of the glory of God. Then it says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. It says the influence of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. Then he says that the thing that is influencing the world is actually a satanic force. And he calls it the prince of the power of the air. Then he says it is a spirit. The spirit that now ruleth in the children of disobedience. So here the Bible says that this darkness that we are talking about is actually a spirit. That's why I said it means to be under the influence of the devil. It's actually a spirit. It says it now rules in the children of disobedience. You know, when we say the world, we are talking about the rule of the devil spiritually over the people in this world. So for example, you can adopt the standards of the world. The world has its own standard. And a standard is a certain level of quality that you are supposed to reach. Standard. A certain level of quality. So the world itself has its own standard of marriage. That's the standard. But as a Christian, your marriage should not be the standard of the world. Immediately it becomes the standard of the world. This spirit that I'm talking about has an influence over you. That is why you have that kind of standard. I speak to young people. I said, if a young person is going to get married, don't adapt the standards of this world. Don't just move into your boyfriend's room with your bags. It's the people of the world who marry like that. A Christian doesn't marry like that. Don't just marry somebody because you are in love. It's like, ooh, I feel something. It's not about feelings. In the standards of the Bible, it's not just about emotions. The things that come into play, emotions is one of them, but it's not the first thing. There are higher things. The first thing is the will of God. The will of God, not how you feel. So even in marriage, the devil can influence your standard. That's why Jesus said, he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness. That's in the morning. It means to be under the influence of the devil. And it shows up in the world as the standards of the world, the values of the world, the principles of the world. That's how it shows up. So it shows up naturally. But there is a spirit supporting that thing that looks natural.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to live in darkness means to be under the influence of the devil.
So you want to pray this prayer after me. You want to really give your life to Jesus. Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that there is peace in my heart. Said, dear prophet, I want to thank God for his grace. Since the day you prayed for me, I have peace in my mind. Although I'm not working, I feel that peace in my heart. Great peace. God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank him.
Christmas is a season of joy, love, and giving. Celebrate this Christmas season by giving your family and friends a gift that will last a lifetime. Uplift them and equip them to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Do it in a special way with these wonderful books by Kakra Baden. The invitation will help them discover their earthly and spiritual assignment. Cryptocurrency will put money in their pockets. And energy drink will recharge their whole being with the power of God's word. For a limited time only, grab all three books for 120 CDs or two for 90 with free delivery within all 16 regional capitals in Ghana, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. For our international customers, we've got you covered. Get all three books for $30 or two for $18.99 with free delivery, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. Still for this festive season, buy any three or more full-length audio messages and get up to 20% off your purchase with instant delivery to your mobile devices. Each audio message will come with a special Christmas prayer by Kakra Baden for your loved ones. Order by email at info@kakrabaden.org. Order on WhatsApp by sending promo to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or feel free to call us on +233 24921 7272. That's +233 24921 7272. Don't wait. Take advantage of this awesome offer and get your gifts delivered just in time for Christmas. This offer is valid from the 1st to the 22nd of December, 2023. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Make this Christmas truly special with Kakra Baden. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.